All right, guys, this is the monthly state of sustainable packaging for April 2023. Got some great news articles we're going to be reviewing today, including a new study showing consumers are willing to pay more for products in sustainable packaging. This has been something we've talked about. This has been something that we've been challenged on, people saying consumers don't really care. Well, there's a new study that proves, at least the study shows, that consumers do care, and it just sort of makes logical sense to me. I'm also going to review some really great sustainable packaging that I've come across in the marketplace. We're also going to cover a new innovation or a new program being put on by Uber Eats. So a lot of cool stuff in the world of sustainable packaging happening. I'm going to give you guys a recap in today's show.
My name is Michael Markarian, and my family business is a packaging company that serves top brands all over the world. There's no debate that some packaging is harming nature and polluting our cities, and something needs to change. My goal is to show you that sustainable options exist and how you can implement them right now. This is the Sustainable Packaging Show.
And welcome back to the Sustainable Packaging Show, the show that gives you the truth behind the sustainable packaging veil, because there's a lot of greenwashing out there. I'm looking to bring you guys the truth, looking to educate as many people as possible on these topics that I've dedicated a lot of time to, a lot of research, a lot of study. My name is Michael Markarian. I'm the CEO of Contempo Specialty Packaging and your host of the Sustainable Packaging Show. So we're going to start. We got a few great articles we're going to cover. We're going to go over a lot just to bring you guys I do this show every month to just bring you up to speed. Sort of the show I wish existed. So sometimes when you wish something existed in the world and it doesn't exist, you go ahead and do it. What's going on with sustainable packaging? What's new? What's relevant? What do I need to know about? If I care about sustainability, whether I'm in the packaging industry or I'm a brand that wants to move sustainable, what do I got to know? Is anything happening? Is anything new happening that I should know about? Boom! This is the show for you. So first thing, we're going to start with consumers. A new study, consumers are willing to pay more for products in sustainable packaging. Who would have known it? I've talked about this for years, that consumers do care, and I've been called everything from crazy to intellectually dishonest or whatever some people say. But I believe it's logically true because I do it, and I'm sure a lot of you do who listen to this show. You look for products that are in sustainable packaging or that are mindfully packaged, right? You're not going to not buy a product. I don't mean that. If I need a razor and there's only one razor and it's in plastic packaging, I'm going to buy the razor in plastic packaging. Okay. And so are you. So I'm not saying that, but I'm saying when there's a choice to choose products in sustainable packaging versus not, I believe millions, billions of people will make that choice. Okay. So that's more my point. So this study, and sometimes a study is only as good as the source, right? It's put on by the Sustainable Packaging Show podcast, the study. No, that's often the way it works, though. So consumers are willing to pay more. Consumers, this is according to 2023 Buying Green Report. Who knows what that is, but again, let's just take this for what it's worth. Younger consumers are even more willing than everyone else, according to Buying Green Report from Trivium Packaging. Okay, so there's a packaging company involved, and kudos to them. You could say, oh, how horrible, they're doing studies and they're in the packaging business. No, wrong thinking. Kudos to them for taking action and putting something out there. Then you determine what to do with it, okay? That's the way we need to look at things. 82% of respondents overall would be willing to pay more for sustainable packaging, up 4 points from 2022. 82% of respondents are willing to pay more for sustainable packaging. Now, we need to look at the sample size and who was surveyed, and there's many things we should be thinking about, but again, I don't trust any polls or any data entirely. I then bring it back to my North Star, which is, does this make logical sense to me? Does this align with my life experience, and does it align with all the conversations I have with intelligent people that I respect and admire? And the answer is yes. So number one, consumers are willing to pay more for sustainable packaging. That is what I call the business case for sustainable packaging. We're not just here to protect the planet. Yes, we are. Yes, it's our mission. Yes, that's our impact. Yes, that's my dream, that my legacy by investing 10, 20 years in this business, and your legacy by investing 10, 20 years in this business could be that we literally leave the world a better place. Literally. Yes, that is a huge part of this. But the other thing is, you should be rewarded in the marketplace for doing this, and you should not be just sacrificing your business. This should be good for business. That's one of my core beliefs, and I believe that will be proven out. I'm 99.9% sure that will be proven out to be true. Moving on, this was a pretty cool one. Uber Eats partners with Delivery Zero or Deliver Zero to bring sustainable packaging to New York delivery. So it's not just CPG companies. Now you have companies like Uber Eats that are looking, how do we become more sustainable, right? This is beginning to get in the mindset of everybody, and it's in the mind share of the population. And that's why I'm such a big fan of printing QR codes on packaging. If you know the show, you know I call this video-enabled sustainable packaging. Print a QR code on your packaging saying, scan here to learn more about this sustainable packaging. Why? Not just so you can storytell and be acknowledged by consumers and noticed, but also I think collectively, over impression, if more brands do this, sustainability becomes, it gains the mind share of consumers and more, it's just going to accelerate these efforts. I'm also very confident that will happen. So you even see delivery companies now thinking about this. So Uber Eats announced today it's partnering with sustainable packaging company Deliver Zero to bring eco-friendly takeout containers to several dozen restaurants across New York City. So I'm going, oh, this is cool. Now, the next sentence I was less excited about, but then it gets better. Consumers will now be able to choose sustainable packaging made from BPA-free polypropylene plastic at 60 restaurants. So I said, oh, what is this? This is greenwashing. They're positioning BPA-free polypropylene as sustainable. Again, I don't shoot arrows at people using polypropylene. I know that's the reality of the world today in many ways, and certain people choose it, and I'm good with that. I think those people will move to sustainable packaging in time. However, it gets a little bit better. So consumers who want and the quick version of it, just so I don't make it sound like I don't like this initiative, is this is a reuse model. Uber Eats customers can swap out their regular containers for reusable ones for a $1 fee. Customers will receive a text message from Deliver Zero with instructions for returning the packaging, either dropping it off at participating restaurants or scheduling a pickup. So this is a great way to reduce single-use plastics. Again, if they were saying, oh, we're sustainable because we use BPA-free polypropylene, I would say, boom, greenwashing, right? But you got to sometimes suspend your judgment and just sort of read it through, think about it a little bit, all right? It's a great initiative. I'm a big fan, and it's, again, oh, but they should be using compostable. They should be using home compostable, and everyone should home compost. And that's not the world we live in today, right? So progress, not perfection. I'm a big fan of that. I'm a big believer in that. Make that steady progress. All right. Next, I got a box here from Jovial. It's they'd make like alternative pastas to traditional wheat, whether it's they have a really good one. It was cassava. And this one's some organic, 100% organic brown rice, gluten-free pasta shells, okay? So on this packaging, I see some chasing arrows. So I go, oh, great, chasing arrows. But I see this clear window. So I'm saying, what's going on there? Is that plastic or is that something else? So right on the packaging, they storytell directly on the packaging, right? If they didn't storytell, I would have never noticed this. If they didn't storytell, I would never be telling you guys about this. So whether you storytell for the sake of gaining consumers or gaining people that are involved in this business that have podcasts or shows or could just tell people, you got to storytell, guys. You really got to storytell. So caring about the environment, this carton, so it's a box, contains a minimum of 80% recycled materials, great, and is 100% recyclable, great. The window, there's like a clear, you know, pasta, there's a clear window often. The window is made from FSC wood pulp. I'm going, wood pulp? It's clear. And this brought me back to some past connections, some people I've reconnected with over the last couple of weeks when I saw this, and is certified home compostable. Certified home compostable. It's a plastic looking window. Yes, certified home compostable. We're going to talk about this for a second. Please remove the window from the carton. They're giving end of life instructions. These guys are doing everything that I talk about doing. Please remove the window from the carton and discard your compostable materials and discard with your compostable materials or kitchen waste. That's a great way of saying, you know, compost it, but they know everyone doesn't compost. It's a very tasteful, tactful way of saying it. So, quick history lesson, that clear window, it's totally clear, that is 99% sure, I'll say, not certain, that's cellophane. You say cellophane. I thought that was plastic. Cellophane, right? Cellophane wrap. If you think about, if you grew up, in the 80s or 90s, or I don't know when plastic wrap really came on the map, but we would think of that cellophane as plastic wrap, right? That you would wrap your kitchen, you cook something, you wrap it, over wrap it, right? That plastic cling wrap is cellophane. We call it cellophane, but really it's plastic. However, back in the day, that was made from wood pulp before plastic, in the pre-plastic days. So there's a saying, back to basics. There's a certain amount of back to basics that we all need in this world today. We're trying to sometimes move in this crazy direction, thinking we've outsmarted nature or outsmarted some of the fundamentals that will never change. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Actually, I don't love that quote because, anyways, let's not get into too much quotes. But the point is, certain things never change is more of the point that I'm making. And we need to go back to basics, back to fundamentals that worked, as well as innovate, of course. Much of what we do for a living is innovation. So, anyways, this is really cool. I think the use of cellophane as a sustainable, compostable material, right? Back in the day, it was just the status quo and the standard. And now that's seen as an innovation. So great stuff, Jovial. Great products too. I like that brand a lot, Jovial. Next, we're going to look at Seventh Generation. Another, they're owned by Unilever, so billion-dollar giant. Many billion-dollar brands. Geniuses in storytelling. Just if you want to learn how to build a brand. I spend most of my time in the cannabis industry. As a cannabis packaging company, Contempo Specialty Packaging. But if you want to learn how to build a brand, you don't need to guess. You can look at what these other companies do. You say, oh, but they sell dishwashing pods and I sell cannabis, or I sell electronics, or I sell whatever. Yeah, but the principles of storytelling and marketing and differentiating your product and positioning, those don't change. That's the kind of the same thing what I was saying before. Back to basics, like certain things don't change. Part of life is you need to figure out which things don't change and which things do change. What are the trends I need to catch? Where do I need to be on the cutting edge versus what things do I not need to reinvent the wheel on? So these guys are geniuses in marketing. You should study their packaging, study how they message, study how they go about this. So Seventh Generation, clean with a purpose, dishwasher, detergent packs. Okay, so these historically, if I remember them, like Tide Pods, they come in a plastic jug, right? A plastic container. Free and clear. They got all sorts of marketing messages and icons and, fragrance, zero. Okay, so right on the front, recyclable paper box, 90% plastic-free packaging. Okay? So recyclable paper box, 90%. So you say 90%. Oh, it's so horrible. Why is it not 100%? Progress, not perfection, ladies and gentlemen. Celebrate the progress. Because they'll get to 100%, and I believe they actually say somewhere on the packaging, like, hey, we're getting to, so the box is cardboard, and then is paperboard, I should say. And if you listen to the last episodes, there was a few episodes back I talked about sustainable paperboards and the different types of boards. This is that's a great episode if you just want to learn the basics. But there's a plastic bag on the inside of this to hold the pods, to keep them from disintegrating, right? To protect the product. Packaging is about protecting the product. So right here on the left panel, so that was all on the front panel. On the left panel, we know single-use plastic is a big problem. That's why we've changed our packaging from a plastic pouch to a paper box with only a thin plastic bag within. We'll keep working. We will keep working on that last 10%. And then they have how to recycle instructions, how to recycle that info, how to recycle is really the worldwide status quo, I think, now on recycling instructions, okay? So another great example of a brand, and people say, oh, consumers don't make decisions based on sustainable packaging. They just don't do that. Mike, you're crazy to say that. And I would say, look, number one, you can call me crazy. That's no problem. Number two, if there's only one laundry detergent pod there and they need to clean their clothes, I agree, they're not going to buy the product. They're going to buy it even if it's in packaging that's not sustainable. But if there's two brands next to each other, I believe, and they're priced comparatively and they're marketed comparatively, they're both done thoughtfully and done with excellence, I believe they're going to choose the one. I'll definitively say this. I believe they're going to choose the product. in sustainable packaging. And then some people go one step further. They say, Mike, what if the product's garbage? Then they're not going to buy it again. And I go, no kidding, right? This is not like a gotcha, like I haven't thought of this stuff. Yes, the product has to be good. Yes, you have to build a good business with good products and good distribution. You have to do all those things. I'm just saying the essential buying decision to choose you over someone else, which will determine your fate. Your fate in business is determined by someone choosing your product instead of someone else's, or a buyer choosing your product to put on the shelf instead of someone else's. I believe sustainable packaging can help with that narrow but important slice of the pie. And there's many slices of the pie to success in business. This stuff is complicated. Business is not easy, ladies and gentlemen. It's actually simple, but not easy, right? That whole point. All right. So that's that. We have some other stories. I want to review one more story. And then I'll close with a final comment. Okay. So Tetra Pak, I talked about Tetra Pak in a previous episode. Actually, I put it in the paperboard episode and I talked about the pros and cons of Tetra Pak and how they're brilliant, but there's potential downside. So check out that episode, the paperboard sustainable. I did sustainable material options. I started with plastic alternatives. Then we talked about tin and glass and paperboard. All right. So check those out. They're a few episodes back. Tetra Pak report shows there's a long way to go for sustainable packaging. There's a long way to go. And sometimes it's good to hear the negative or the, say, call it the reality. Just like, hey, things are moving, but they're not moving as fast as we want. And that's okay. You have to be in reality. So a new report from Swiss packaging company Tetra Pak revealed high levels of consumer report for sustainable consumers. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, consumer support for sustainable packaging. However, due to supply chain issues and high prices, many companies are nevertheless struggling to implement changes to their packaging to make it more sustainable. I respect them for saying it so directly. However, due to supply chain issues and high prices, many companies are nevertheless struggling. So they did a report diving into consumer responses to the use of sustainable packaging, as well as the impact of high prices on supply chain and of governmental legislation on packaging as a whole. Despite the widespread public support for company initiative to make packaging more sustainable, one of the few things in the world today to unite us, we all want this, the report showed difficulty in actually implementing these initiatives due in large part to economic factors affecting companies' supply chain. So, I'll link this study below. It's easy to, again, shoot arrows. Oh, look at them. They're so horrible. Oh, look at them. They're not sustainable. Oh, I'm going to shame them publicly. Oh, you know, some people do that. I don't do that. If I do that, I maybe do it very selectively if I believe it's egregious greenwashing, but I don't even think I've ever done that because I don't think it's really productive. You don't know the whole story. You don't know where that company's going. If they're misleading the marketplace, that's the only time. That my enemy is greenwashing. My enemy is misleading. My enemy is manipulation. My enemy is trying to fool people and mislead them. That's the only thing I'm against. But besides that, I'm understanding. There's companies, they want to move sustainable. They might not have the resources right now to do so. They might not have the time. They're just trying to survive and weather the storms in the economy. So there's all sorts of reasons why people aren't moving to sustainable packaging. And I think the way that the movement will ultimately happen is when, again, it's good for business and when consumers are choosing products in sustainable packaging and companies say, hey, we're going to make this mission number one. We're going to make this a priority rather than them saying, hey, we have so many other things necessary to survive and build this company. We're going to put that off to the side. That's just the reality, guys. I know we wish that wasn't the reality, but that is the reality. So soon enough, ladies and gentlemen, consumers will make decisions based on sustainable packaging, and that's when it's going to become priority number one, and that's when I think sustainable packaging can become the norm. Beyond that, guys, I saw a little bit of fluff. Again, like I said, not shooting arrows or calling out names, but companies, you'll see this type of thing. By 2030... we will use only recyclable or bio-based materials in our packaging. Oh, we're so great, right? And you know, it's 2023. So in 7 years, they're going to use only recyclable or bio-based materials. Now, people who listen to this show, and part of the goal is I want to educate people so that they can see how to think about that. You're going to say, wait a minute, recyclable or bio-based? Number one, recyclable. Well, plastic is recyclable. You say, oh, but recycling rates are very low. Well, did they make the caveat recyclable excluding plastic, or did they just say recyclable? Because if they're committing to this thing, they sound so wonderful, recyclable or bio-based. What if they mean plastic by recyclable? So they're using virgin plastic. Oh, it's recyclable. Boom. They fulfilled that. They fulfilled that need. And then bio-based materials. Tune into that one where that episode where I said alternatives to plastic, or it's your sustainable material choices, when I went super in depth. Bio-based, we know that bioplastic, that bio-based, that means so many things. What does that mean? Some people consider bio-based when we take polypropylene and we sprinkle in a little bit of plant-based sawdust or pits from dates, or, you know, random bio-based vegetable base, and they sprinkle it into polypropylene. 99% polypropylene, 1%, you know, whatever, vegetable matter. And we're bio-based, right? I don't think so. I don't think so. So there's still a lot of that. And I think that's probably because companies, they know they need to make the move. They know they need to make a statement. They know they need to show that they're up with the times. They need to be relevant. They don't want consumers to leave them, but they don't really know what to do. So they put out these statements, and I understand that, but there's resources like the Sustainable Packaging Show podcast, right? I want to be that go-to resource that people learn that there are alternatives, learn that there are options. And also through the podcast, I'm meeting so many people that do sustainable packaging options outside of what I do at Contempo Specialty Packaging, what we do at Contempo Specialty Packaging. So if you have any sustainable packaging need, just about, you can email me, MikeM@ContempoPackaging.com. MikeM@ContempoPackaging.com. That's my personal email. You can always email our company, wow@ContempoPackaging.com, to get customer service. But email me directly, and you can, like, people are starting to do it in various industries. Like, some are Fortune 50 companies, which is very exciting, in industries I've never been a part of. And I can start to connect you to people and say, boom, talk to him, talk to this company, talk to that company. Oh, you're using that? You know, I don't know too much about such and such industry, but you should talk to them because I know that they work in that industry. So I can be that resource. I want to be that educator, as well as the person that's going to help you move to sustainable packaging, whether I do it or whether I connect you to someone else. We're here to make sustainable packaging the norm. We're here to create that world where sustainable packaging is the norm. And that is happening, and it will happen. So I don't want any of you guys to be down right now. It's easy to be down. It's easy to look around you and say things aren't good for such and such reasons, but things are good. You have to balance all the progress and all the good things that are happening with all the garbage and all the manipulation and all the trash that's happening. That's actually called life, that combination. So let's keep pressing forward, keep pushing towards all the good things. You will see very soon a world where sustainable packaging is the norm, and I hope that inspires more innovation and more progress in these sustainability initiatives. All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate the core group of you guys that always tunes in every week, that engages with me. I want to be a resource for you as you move to sustainable packaging. And I'm hopeful that the brands that are listening here, that are benefiting here, are going to be the ones that win when eventually consumers are making choices and buying products that are in sustainable packaging, that it becomes a revenue driver. And all of us that were doing, quote unquote, the right thing for the planet are actually the ones that are thriving financially. Our businesses are flourishing. Our companies are hiring. We're making the impacts that we want to make in the world. We feel fulfilled. I believe that's going to happen, but good things take longer than often you hope them to. So you got to persist, ladies and gentlemen. We have to persist. All right. Hope this was a good show. I know I covered a lot there, but be blessed. Have a wonderful day. Until next time, signing off.
Thanks for tuning in to the Sustainable Packaging Show. The time for greenwashing is over. If you got value from this episode, please leave us a comment and give us 5 stars. It's going to help us get the word out about the podcast. And that's a key part of making sustainable packaging the norm, right? That's our mission, making sustainable packaging the norm. We got to get the word out for that to happen. So give us 5 stars. It helps with the mission. We'll see you next week. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful week. And thanks for supporting the show.